Welcome to Monday Morning Moments, a weekly podcast dedicated to helping you make the most of the moments in your life. I'm your host, Mike Van Hooser. We've been off for a couple of weeks. We've had a lot going on here in Houston, and now with Hurricane Irma in Florida, but also we had Hurricane Harvey in Houston, and took a couple of weeks off from the podcast, but glad to be back and glad to be talking to you about leadership today, which is going to be our focus. It's been interesting to see everybody step up in the wake of Hurricane Harvey here in Houston, where we live, and a lot has transpired. A lot of people have been damaged. Their homes have been damaged. They've had things destroyed. Their families are in disarray. But it's been amazing to see the volunteers around here step up and lead out, in addition with the national and formal support. But a lot of volunteers are continuing to step up to help rescue and relieve and help restore what's been lost here in Houston. And I think we'll see the same thing with Hurricane Irma as well. And this day of 9/11 brings a lot of memories of people responding on that tragic day that terrorists attacked America. But people stepped up in a big way to help others in need. And those are the things I want to focus on today in the podcast around leadership, about volunteers stepping up. The tie into 9/11 is interesting because when 9/11 happened, I had just gotten back from Memphis and my grandfather had just passed away. And it was about a week before that I spoke at his funeral. And he was always somebody who stepped up in big time situations and really discerned what his leadership skills were, but never talked about it. He was a man who never bragged about his opportunities or accomplishments or the things that he could do, but it was evident in the people that he impacted and the way that he led, both at home and in his professional life, and surely in the community of Memphis. He had a tremendous impact there and did it in a very humble way, in a servant leader way, but also a way that was going to impact many, many people. And I learned from a close distance watching him about leadership and learning how to lead effectively as well. And I've had a lot of friends and a lot of mentors in my own life who've led in the appropriate way as well. I had a student I was interviewing one time on campus, and I had been doing a lot of research on leadership, had been teaching a lot of courses and developing my own material and experiences around leadership that we were sharing with others and trying to make an impact in organizations and grow leaders. And this student started the interview by talking about leadership and how he was a leader and loved leadership and probably mentioned the word leadership 15 times in the opening of our interview. And I thought, well, this is going to be a great conversation. I love leadership. I said, you know, tell me more about that. I love leadership. I love talking to leaders and want to hear more about how you lead and some of the things that you do and some of the organizations you're involved in as well. And so he just kept mentioning the word, but never mentioning any experiences that he had had. He just said, well, I love leading. Well, tell me more about that. Tell me about some teams that you've led. Well, I just love leading, you know, leading people. You know what I'm saying? And he kept saying, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't really know what he was saying because there were no specifics. And it was all at the surface level. And he continued to talk about leadership, but didn't really have any substance to it. And I realized quickly that this interview was going to be short, and also that there was no leadership in action that was really evident about his life, at least yet. Hopefully he got past just being able to talk about leadership and was able to focus on doing leadership. And I think that's the thing that we've seen, especially in the last couple of weeks in Houston, is people doing leadership, people acting on what they say they believe in, and just responding in a way that helps to make an impact in the lives of other people. I wrote a blog post in the last couple of weeks about the leadership lessons from Harvey and the hurricane that we had here in Houston. And the four main points of the blog post were that leaders assess the situation, discern how they can help, act in the best way possible, and serve to make a positive difference. So I think if you think about that, it's a great translation, not only for responding to a crisis, but in great times as well. Leaders are effective in assessing the situation, understanding, okay, what is the situation we've got? What's the opportunity? What's the challenge? What is the issue? and quickly assessing, you know, the strategy and some of the things they need to do. And in that, they move to the second step of discerning how they can help. If this is the situation or if this is the great opportunity that we have, discerning how can I help? How can I help? How can our team help? How can the organization help? And being able to assemble a plan that's going to lead towards the next step, which is acting in the best way possible. So a lot of leaders will act. Sometimes they'll act before they've assessed the situation and also before they've discerned how they can help. And that's not a good strategy because that's just activity without any purpose. But acting in the best way possible takes in account the situation and discerning the right strategy and the strengths and opportunities that they have as a leader to then act in the best way possible to make a great impact. And the fourth point is really foundational to everything, serving to make a positive difference. Because even if you act in the best way possible, sometimes it's more from a prideful thing. It's not in a serving way and ultimately about making an impact. It becomes all about the leader and not about the people that are being led. And I think that when I see great leaders and organizations, they serve in a way to make a positive difference in the lives of other people. So I wanted to build on that and really talk about three things that have been evident and on my mind recently. And then I've got some questions for you at the end of this podcast that I want you to think about as you think about these application points around leaders. And the three points are, and I'll go into detail a little bit more about these, but the true leaders step up, that's point number one. They step out, point number two. And the third point is they step forward. So great leaders step up, step out, and step forward. So let's look at that a little bit more and think about what each of those means. Stepping up, to me, means rising to the occasion or the moment. Great leaders, whether it's in sports, business, or life, rise to the occasion. The more pressure that's on, the best leaders are going to rise to that moment and meet that challenge. We've seen this a lot with athletes that we've worked with, and then just watching, you know, great performers in sports. When it's game seven and it's time to perform, we see who the great leaders are and who the ones that shrink back from that moment. And I don't know about you, but I want to be a leader that steps up to that moment, whether it be a challenge or opportunity at home, at work, or in my community. I want to be a person who steps up and rises to the occasion. And great leaders do that. I think in stepping up, there's an insightful discernment of their past. So as you think about being a leader, and we'll get to some of the questions at the end of the podcast, but great leaders insightfully discern their past. They learn from their past and understand who they are, what experiences they have gone through, and what they've learned from those experiences. It doesn't just happen that leaders step up in a certain moment, in a given moment, act in a great way to serve other people. They've been shaped by their moments, whether they be setbacks or successes, and they've learned in this insight and discernment about all of those experiences, how they've shaped them, how they've formed them, how they've refined their strengths and refined their opportunities to step up in a given moment. And it's prepared them for new challenges, even when the challenge is something we didn't expect. Again, with Hurricane Harvey, I've talked about this in a blog post and to other people, but my friend Cal Neff just stepped up in a big way and was able to just really help so many people. And all the experiences he had had as a marathoner, as a great mile runner in college, as somebody who's an ultra runner as well, somebody who gets outdoors with his family and his daughters and does incredible things. All of that preparation and experiences he had prepared him to respond to helping people in this incident. In fact, he had had incident management training and experiences and being certified in that in Canada before he came to Texas and before he came to Katy. And so he knew what to do. And it started with him in a kayak rescuing people who couldn't get out of their homes because the water was so high, and then led to establishing formal command posts and some other things to have an ultimate process and using social media and other forms to get volunteers and to rally them around a cause and to rally them around rescue and relief efforts as well. So all of the experiences that he had had led to that moment. he didn't realize he would be using those in this given way, but he was able to respond to the challenge, and great leaders do that as well. They assess what experiences they've gone through and what they've learned from those experiences. And one of the questions that helps lead to that is a question that I've mentioned sometimes on this podcast, but many times in blog posts and also in speaking events that I've had as well. And it's a question from Ralph Waldo Emerson. He's one of my favorite poets. And he used to ask his friends this question of, what has become clear since we last met? What has become clear since we last met? And I think that's a great question to become self-aware of your experiences. And to me, that quote means, what data points have you had in your life? What's happened in the last week, the last month? And what are some of those experiences? And what have you learned from those experiences? What's becoming clear to you? For people who are in the midst of a storm, literally like we were here, things don't necessarily become clear right away. It's over time that they learn lessons from certain things and they get through and get past setbacks like this. So that drives clarity about the third part of that quote of, what should I do now? So it's understanding, what data points have you had in your life? What have you learned from those? What has become clear? And what action does that drive you to? And I think all of that is tied into that leader's stepping up in a given moment. Data points in your life become lessons learned, which translate into intuition over time. Let me say that one more time. Data points in your life, things that happen, become lessons learned, or at least they should become lessons learned, and we want them to become lessons learned. And then we want that to translate into insight and intuition over time. So the next time we're faced with a crisis or an opportunity, we are able to quickly get into the mode of saying, oh, I've seen this before, or I've learned this in the past, and this is going to apply in this given situation, and I'm going to share that with my team, or I'm going to lead out and step up in this moment because I've been prepared for something like this, or I've learned from things in the past that'll help me get to this new experience and make the most of it, or to help others and serve others in this moment. And that way, we're able to quickly assess the given situation and begin to see clearly what we should do. Better said, I think in those moments, that intuition is what we're being called to do and compelled to do in the moment. Leaders understand that, and they're able to, it's almost like they must do this, and they understand that because of previous and prior experience. So stepping up is all about rising to the occasion, and it's understanding your past. Stepping out is the second point that I want to talk about. So once you start to discern what needs to happen and some of the things that have prepared you for that, you step out. In other words, you make the right decisions and choices about what needs to get done, who needs to be involved, and how it should be accomplished. Great leaders are not just leading themselves, they're leading other people, and they're influencing other people. And so the key is to make the right decisions, to step out, make choices about what needs to get done. I think sometimes it's easy for a leader to say, well, I need to do this and this and this and this, and you can get overwhelmed by all of that if you haven't grown leaders underneath you and around you. And so one key aspect of any leadership culture, and whether that's ad hoc, like responding to a crisis, or whether it's a formal relationship in daily work, you need to make sure that you're building leaders every day and growing that leadership capacity of your organization. Because if not, you're going to reach a lid of your, as John Maxwell talks about, a lid of your leadership capacity and capability to be able to do things and be overwhelmed by that. But if you're growing leaders along the way, you're able to build their leadership capacity to expand the capacity of what you're able to accomplish, what they're able to accomplish in your team as well, and your organization. So stepping out not only is about what needs to get done, and as type A leaders, we love to get stuff done, but I think it's also about understanding who needs to be involved. What can I delegate to other people? How have I grown other leaders that's really their specialty? I could do that, but it's probably not the best thing that I do in this moment. I need to focus on these things, and I need to get other people involved to help me accomplish what we're trying to accomplish by focusing on what their strengths are and their passions are as well. And then thinking about process, how it should be accomplished. And I think that's really important. And over time, and especially when you're responding to something very quickly, you may start off doing it a certain way, but then a new process comes up or somebody suggests, well, what if we did it this way? You know, that's not working as fast or as quickly or as effective as it should. How can we improve the process? And again, in crisis mode, like we've been in the last couple of weeks and responding to these rescue efforts, I think some things were done initially and then others said, well, we've got a different way, or why don't we try this, or I could help with that. And so when we start to see that, it improves the process. And if leaders are open to those new improvements and those ideas, then we can get things done more effectively, sometimes more quickly, and really make a positive impact on the given situation. So stepping out is all about doing it. Some leaders are able to rise to the occasion to understand what needs to be done, but we have to act on that and step out. Then the third point is stepping forward. And this is all about creating positive change and significant impact. And this is where leaders act on their decisions. If stepping out is about, okay, I know this is what needs to be done, I've developed a strategy, and I know what needs to be done, I know who needs to go out and do it, we have to then act. We have to act on what we've talked about. We have to act on the strategy that we've communicated as well. And it has to be about creating positive change and significant impact. We can act and have activity and do things, but it can be very transactional at times, and that's what transactional leaders do. Maybe they just go through the motions of leadership. In an organization, it might be people are doing a job and they're getting paid for that, but how can we grow them in their careers? How can we impact them even to where they have an impact beyond the work that they're doing every day for your company, and they're having an impact in their community and at home and other places? And I know we're not necessarily paying them to do that, but I think you see true leaders step up in a community and at home and have an impact beyond the daily work that they do when they're inspired by great leaders at work where they spend a majority of their time. I've been influenced and impacted by people at work that's translated into me growing and using those same lessons learned at home and in my community. I've been so grateful for those opportunities. And I think that when we grow leaders at work, we're growing that whole person. And we're not just saying, okay, this only applies at work. We're growing them to become a complete person. And we take responsibility for their careers and their lives. And those have been the best mentoring relationships that I've had, both for mentors who've mentored me, as well as the people, mentees that I've hopefully mentored. I've taken that approach and that responsibility to help to try to grow them as a leader in all aspects of their life and grow them as a complete person. And those are the kinds of people that I want investing in my life at work, in the community, and other places as well. So stepping up, again, thinking about how prior moments have prepared you for this opportunity or this issue or challenge. Stepping out is about making the right decisions, the strategy, and what needs to get done, who needs to be involved, and the process that's involved in that. And then stepping forward is acting on those decisions. It's creating positive change and significant impact. So with those points as the backdrop for this podcast and closing this out, I want you to think about these key questions. The first one is, how are you growing as a leader? And I know that can be a very general question and, you know, maybe just something that we say, okay, how am I growing as a leader? But if you think really deeply about that, I think it's important to think about daily, are you growing your leadership capacity? You may not feel like anybody is investing in you right now or growing you as a leader, but you can take personal choice around that by things that you read, listening to podcasts like this, taking classes and courses, or just starting where you are and saying, you know, how can I grow as a leader? What experiences have I had that can benefit other people? And I think it's as simple as asking that question, because you may not be in a formal level of title as a leader, or maybe not the head of your organization, but there are definitely people that you're influencing and impacting on a daily basis. And I think if you're just going through the motions and going through the same things with those people, then you're not growing as a leader. But there are probably opportunities, if you were to think about it, of ways that you can grow as a leader and how you communicate, how you give feedback to other people, and how you grow and share experiences with other people to teach them. The second one is related to that. This is a key question to think about. What is your plan for personal growth? John Maxwell shares in his book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, that he had a mentor ask him, you know, John, what is your personal plan for growth or your plan for personal growth? And John started rattling off all of the goals he wanted to accomplish and what he had done in the past and what he was going to do in the future. And the mentor stepped in and said, John, those are goals. I asked you a different question. I didn't ask, what are your goals? I asked, what is your plan for personal growth? And he kind of hem-hawed around and tried to come up with some other answers and then realized, I don't really have one. And it was that point early in his career that he wanted to develop a plan for personal growth beyond his goals. And so that's all about asking, you know, how am I going to grow myself this year? What are the things I'm going to do? What, again, it gets back to some of the things we said in the first question, but what books am I going to read? How am I going to grow and become a better person than I was at the beginning of this year? The third question is, do you invest time in learning from the past? So related to the first point that we talked about stepping up, about rising to the occasion and learning from past experiences, how much time do you invest in learning from the past? We've seen this in teams and led workshops around doing project debriefs or initiative and strategy debriefs where we think about, you know, what were some of the lessons learned? What do we need to start, stop, and continue doing? And those are some things that you can do even as an individual to learn from your past. But we have to invest in time in doing that. We can't just go through days and weeks and months and just think, well, I've been getting some stuff done, but I really don't know what I did. And I'm not really learning from those experiences about what went well as what didn't go so well. And the one thing I would share with you, and especially we use this a lot with our athletes and learning from the past, most of the time when we think about the past and hear about learning from the past, we think about bad experiences or setbacks or things that we didn't do. And I think it's just as important to understand how are you learning from the past and learning from the things that you did well, because those are the things that you want to recreate over time. So that's really key, to learn from the past and learn from the things that you've done well. The fourth question is, how self-aware are you? And I'm not talking about things like, you know, what you wore or something like that where somebody didn't want to say something to you, but you shouldn't have worn that suit or, you know, something like that, or the style has changed and you're still living in the past around that. I'm not talking about being self-aware of that, but I'm just more thinking about growth and thinking about, again, do you take time to be self-aware about the words you say and what works well, what doesn't work well, how you communicate, how you carry yourself, how you're making an impact, and are you aware of those types of things? And I think it's really important to ask that question and take time and make time to be aware of our lives and things that are happening and who we are as a person. I think part of being self-aware is not just the learning part, but it's getting unique insight into what our strengths are and what we're really passionate about, what energizes us, because then it drives action in the future and it can drive clarity about calling. Another question is, when the moment calls, do you respond? When the moment calls, do you respond? And are there times when there's an opportunity to lead out and to step up, to step out, and to step forward, and you don't do that? You shrink back from that. And I think that we must be compelled when that moment calls, and it's calling for us in that moment. It's calling for you to step up as a leader. Do you do that? And how do you do that? And I think it's important to be aware of that and to engage and embrace those moments in our lives. Two more questions to end the podcast with. Even if you're not in a formal title of leadership or formal role of leadership, how can you influence the influencers based on your strengths, talents, gifts, and past experiences to respond in the right way? So even if you don't have the capital L title of leader, how can you influence influencers at home, at work, in the community based on your strengths, talents, and gifts? and the past experiences to respond in the right way. So it may not be you're guiding the strategy, but how can you influence the strategy based on other experiences you've had? And you can't assume that leaders you're working for or with know all of the qualities and experiences that you've had in a given situation. And so making sure you have a good relationship with them and being able to communicate that and not being afraid to step up and communicate, hey, here's what I think we need to do, or have you considered this, and asking a question and then suggesting recommendations around that. And then one final question, how can you make a positive difference at home, at work, and in your community? And I think it's important to think about all of those aspects. Don't leave it to somebody else to lead. Step up in the way that you can do that. And I think that what we've seen in volunteer serving that is that some people have felt guilty about, you know, what they're doing, or that they were spared and some people weren't spared. But everybody can serve and everybody can step out and do that. And I don't think there's any one right way to serve. Serving others is all about leveraging your strengths, passions, and opportunities to make a positive impact in the lives of other people within your sphere of influence. And so it's understanding, what are your gifts? Your gift may not be going out and reconstructing a house and doing some other things, but maybe you can donate money, or you can pray with somebody, or you can share an encouraging word, or you can go out and move stuff and do things like that, where you may not be good with a hammer, but you sure can clear up stuff and help people rebuild their homes and get their life a little bit more in order. So there are many ways to serve in a crisis like we just went through in a hurricane. And there are other ways that you can serve based on what your unique talents, gifts, and strengths are. But we have to realize that and make sure that we're focused on making that positive impact in the lives of other people. You've been given the opportunities and the roles and experiences of your lives for a reason. And it's realizing that reason and making the most of the opportunities that you have. So again, I hope this podcast has inspired you to go out and step up, step out, and step forward, and to really engage in the roles of leadership that you have as well. As always, check out our website at www.mikevanhooser.com for additional insights about leadership and blog posts as well. We have some workshops coming up that we'll be doing with Athenian Consulting Group in Austin in October, and so we'll probably post some links about those workshops, and you'll see some things in email as well. If there's anything that we can do for you around coaching or consulting or leadership, please email me at mike@mikevanhooser.com. And again, make it a great week and make the most of your leadership opportunities.